I thought you said one second, all right. You want to do it Wednesday, back to the rest of the it's supposed to snow tomorrow. So if you money, you better do it today, and there's no problem shifting today. Or you just put more on this later. Actually, you'd be back by 3 anyway.
Yeah, that's the point. I would go out there and catch it. Well, can we have somebody here with discretion find out what they are in the practice?
Yes, Steve.
And how are they?
Down that he's trustworthy, isn't he? And then we can get a reading from him, you know, and just say that for God's sake, don't tell him St. Dominic, because we don't know anybody. It probably won't work, but we won't say he was your idea. We were just one, yeah.
And if we were, well, I don't say it's my idea, but again, we should. And if they'd like to come out and say, well, the team, but the situation is one of which seems to be,
The real problem is which maybe came up.
is if this is a treasury will manage this town through conference, and you got Conley gone, where?
Goes to Rome.
So he's leaving tomorrow, leaving Thursday.
To go to town?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'll call Conley today.
So you got a problem, you know, who in the department manages the bill, which is...
That's always a problem.
Well, I know what I'm going to do with the bad man, but we all stand. Now, the other thing is this. Is it possible at all to get some kind of effective stuff out against it, so that from a PR standpoint, we veto it, it isn't all that bad?
Talked about that this morning. They need to build a drumbeat for the
guy. Yeah, I know.
You did, but I'll try. Okay. Now, there's been some for the...
Oh, I know. Tom Wickers. Who else?
Dick Wilson.
But you know what I mean? I think you can get a hell of a lot of a drumbeat here if they really... This is one where I think that somebody's got to get at it and get it. What does that silly Burley do?
Get him to work on it.
People like that. We must have some more editorial employment, and it's the collapse of the constitutional system in all our situation.
Well, if you talk right now, I'm doing that detour. Let me just have all those boys in here, just like Richardson is in on the bias line of busing them, this and that, and that's bullshit.
On this thing, when it's done, they'll squeal, and the Republicans and the rest, and the final analysis, people forget. You're like, you should veto the year vote.
All this excitement about having our old boys who jittery around this thing. Sure, I'd like to have a little support.
But if we don't get it, I'm just facing anyone.
Yeah, but let's do it the best way we can.
The best way we can.
Yeah, the best way is to have the House look at it. Best way is to, first best way is to have the House look at it.
First best way is to have the way to send some support to that. But I'd have serious doubts that you're going to get anything in the way of it.
I know, there's been a fair amount. Oberdorfer wrote one of his rare supporting pieces.
Yeah.
He wrote a beautiful piece.
Yeah.
Very well written. A curious combination of people that opposed this. And I think they now see the serious possibility of it becoming a war. We might be with it.
Well, I wanted to give you that because I told the leader that I mentioned it to you. Well, I know. We do everything. God damn it. What the hell happened before we were doing this? We didn't have... You know, in the first year and a half, I was never turned up anyone. We just couldn't remember. Bryce was to raise this money. And that's why Bryce argued to get chucked in.
That's right. It was
Bryce. You remember Bryce? Well, the Bryce office said, what the name of the get some wires or something. And this and that and the other thing. And he was right. But he didn't know how to do it. Now we've, because he was busy, you know, getting the votes. Now we've got at least some wires coming in. Remember, after November 3rd, we started getting a few. But
we
think any more than they ever admitted to, you know, I don't think. Well, on the Republicans this time, there shouldn't be need one for that. Those young Republicans that votes against us on this have got a goddamn hold of it.
See, that's one of the problems, Mr. President, on the, when the leaders pitch to you.
Leaders pitch, they act as if any wires from that. See, a couple of them, too.
But we, you see, we never asked you when that federal fee grants veto.
Right.
We just concentrated on key Democrats.
Right.
And they, we know they were hit heavy with mail and lobbyists. But you zero in on where you know you have to, which will do this thing.
And this could open the eyes in case.
Well, they're impossible. Of course, Matthias and Pastore, they played him like a mind violin. He expected Matthias, isn't there?
Sure.
Matthias is stupid ass. You never put up such a silly goddamn metaphysical. But we've got to respect that. I must say, we've got to say, Scott and Griffin bought my tires on this.
Yeah.
Republican gentlemen were mad good.
Good, good.
Proud. I really am. This is one instance. One thing I can tell you, though, there's when that busing amendment comes, by the way, I told Elliot, we've got to support it. We cannot worry about polarization and all the rest.
Couldn't be one. No fight here. He would get no argument.
Well, Elliot feels the polarizing country and this and that. So he wouldn't understand it. Makes me look like as I was against the black. He looked like he was against busing, which is what 88% of the people in the country are against.
the other 12%.
There's a reason coming up, the Democrats, they're going to try to get a move on that. Now, one other thing before I see Connolly, is their signals are the same on that thing that we talked about, right? I'm not going to have Schultz in here. I've got to have Connolly for an hour of open first, and I'll have him at the end of the first hour, and what is it, Burns at 12?
No, Burns is 12.
They don't want it today.
Connolly will be gone today.
No, Connolly will be here.
I want it on Thursday.
Five.
Connolly will be here tomorrow.
Well, five, Thursday, then. I just want to be sure Connolly's with him when I see Burns. They don't want it today.
Okay.
There's something came up. I'd say got to maneuver him on before.
Great.
Great. I'm glad we're going to get him in.
Yeah.
A lot of little fun. Cannot tolerate from anybody, any leader of unions.
our business. The attitude, the attitude of the public is there.
That's touching us up.
Yes.
We have to always shift it now, though. Get away from the treatment of the convention, because you've gotten here, you're right out of that.
That's exactly right.
This is the one you can capitalize.
To continue that, could backfire on us.
Well, their whole attitude, look, you could tell them reading the Humphrey thing, and the rest, is to try to say that the president was scared, nervous, and threatened, and so forth and so on. You know what I mean? Like that one there.
Yeah.
It's still funny. I mean, that's Humphrey's line. I don't know why he's picking it up.
Well, that was Times' lead. That was what was bad about Times. They said that you arrived nervous, but, and then it went on to say, understandably so, considering the 2000 hospital.
Well, that was a pure goddamn thing. That's where I said, Robert, I do think they had a scowl there in my mouth. You don't think so?
Hmm.
Well, for Christ's sake, all of the reporters there said, the rest never did write that.
That's right.
Where did it come from then?
Society, that's a typical time, snide, judge.
You could have 300 people not change that. The signing wasn't there.
No, but I'm saying his edit was.
So yeah, it's stuff that sinks into the public consciousness. It's not good. I can't tell you that. It's a bad thing.
Well, that part, the nervousness is, but I agree with Bob. That hasn't really been a very big impact. I still say, Mr. President, that not only the 20 million people that see that network, but all the local stations that carry that around the country. Everybody saw that, and they know goddamn well you weren't nervous.
I know. Well, I
talked about that command.
I just meant that that they say that it's the thing that we stirred up the mess and mess and that. All these things you must not assume are just going to go away. They aren't. You've got an enemy here. I mean, the societies and the rest will continue to pound it, and they make it part of the mythology. Bob, we've run through this in press conference coverage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was delighted to see that Connell had all three networks. That was Mr. Dave.
Oh,
Dave has a big 5 to 7 minutes, which is great.
Fantastic.
Right. And that was the plus thing. Today, that was a big plus. Shows what we can do with him, right? Once a month, Connell's got to go on.
Well, he's been, that's just about been his pace, and it's been just about right. Since August, he's had four major.
He's got to have a reason, you got to tie it to something.
Yeah.
So that, because that's how he gets that name, before they've taken all the others.
So Brian had a radio tape out last night, just tearing the hell out of Captain.
Yeah.
And it just is just such a joy to see over
time. We do get early, but we get busy with the Attorney General again. I know the charge about intervening in these goddamn busing cases. I put John on. That's one place where he really drops the ball. He's got his left-wing sons of bitches over there, and he doesn't do it. I'd like to get the Department of Justice intervening. We've got to get the busing issue up front center. Do you understand? Also, see if they can. There's some way we can start busing in Chicago. I raised this with John before he went to Metland Commission. And he said, you know, he's about to check somebody over there. But I want early to know how strongly I feel about this. I don't give a goddamn about the law. I want to intervene in the busing cases on the side against busing, wherever we can, use opportunities to intervene. And I'll raise it with Mitchell, too, but earlier when Pusey worked with it on. Mitchell, I think, see, over there, it works from the top end.
Last night he said that on Saturday it was running store, and then it began to taper off. But he said it was one of those very strong emotional outbursts, and then people begin to calm a little bit.
Staff people. And then you'll have less people talking. Look, so the guy calls it,
I mean, you've got Scallon, you've got Moore, you've got half a dozen of Klein, Shop, and the rest, and they all look students.
So I won't lose them. So they come. That's what happens. I really feel strongly that you can't control this. You've got the number of people that the press has access to. God damn it, why do they talk?
Well, you take Scallon and Moore, they don't. They're clever about it. I mean, that's, you really have less of a problem there than a junior guy who wants to impress somebody in the news how much he knows. That's who your preference is.
Yeah, I know. Well, there's been a hell of a lot of that, though.
You think it's just junior guys? I think it's mostly that, plus a few large sapphire. You can't have talks to them.
Who think they're
smart enough to do it?
Well, yeah, and who think they're doing something wrong? I mean, they're doing it for a purpose. They're either planning something or cutting something. But they know they're not supposed to.
Doug Halleck has been kind of moving around the staff a little bit for me. He diagnoses the problem as junior obscure guys that neither you nor I even know, who just try to impress everybody with how important they are, and they know that so-and-so
that they are. Well, those are the obvious targets of a redactor at the Omni Mahal,
right?
And they'll get them to say things they can hang their stories on.
Because I said, we know Agnew had a goddamn silly statement about McCloskey, and I don't like what he said about it.
Except what Reagan said.
What Reagan said?
He said he laughed like hell at it.
Okay.
That was a good game.
What did you find out of that Chicago thing? What was it all about that made me have to worry about?
I haven't seen the column yet, but I don't think so.
Was it Mike Rocco?
Yeah. Have you seen it, Doug?
I haven't. I started reading it. I'm finished. It starts out bad.
Maybe you don't have to do it. small. In other words, we have our key group,
yeah,
and our staff, we deal with them as a group, we deal with senior guys individually, and then ask them to go to their people. And that's, Burlington's got to hit the domestic council people. Well, it does matter. The domestic council people are one of our services, I think.
Yeah. Well, they're all sort of liberal types, too.
Yeah, really.
So they've gotten rid of most of the liberal types.
Yeah, the liberal types will leave.
Sure.
Yeah, but the conservative, the believer types will leave either way.
Yeah, I suppose they do.
What should we think about the believer? I think there's something about the domestic council stuff now, Stan. It's really more conservative than any other group we've got, because Christ was the last, last of the living.
Yeah, it's getting a hold of that. The leak rate in this person, I'm sure every president in every administration has had it. I just don't know how you...
I know that.
It's the most frustrating thing in the world. I don't know how you get at it, because you never can quite pin it down. You got to remember also that with a hostile press corps, they know how to pull out a little bit here and a little bit there and use it.
And we don't have a group of people that are all that smart PR-wise. They're smart and IQs, but usually when it comes to PR, they're pretty goddamn dumb. They don't know what somebody's coming after them. They don't ask for a read, just in case they're trying to learn.
Well, the press guys do a monumental job. Butts fell right into it. Hell, he's been around town all this time, and yet, the first day he's out of the cannon, he does an exclusive interview with the Washington Post.
Oh, Christ.
Well, that's funny.
One hit, before anybody even had a chance to stand and talk to him. And so you jump on him on why in the world did you do that? Well, the guy said he was going to do a background story on me. He wanted to give me a chance to fill out anything that I could, so I did.
Get a PR guy with him right over there.
Oh, yeah. He realized right afterwards, but it's...
Jesus Christ.
You don't have to be young and naive in order to get caught.
I guess you're right. Well, we're doing this, just remember, a hell of a lot better than we used to. Sure we are, because we've got a few operations here.
But the hardest thing to get anyone here to do is to say, I don't know or I can't talk to them.
Sure.
Jack Warner, good old lovable Jack Warner, called me. We tried to be helpful to him. He called me and said, we're going to talk to him. So I said, fine. When do you want to? He got me straight. So I just want to get an inside rundown from my own background on how the political plans are shaping up for next year on the primaries and all that. And I said, geez, Jack, I'd be glad to talk to you about anything I can be helpful to you on, but that's something I can't be helpful on. It's just nothing. I've got nothing I can say to you on that. He said, well, when can you? And I said, I probably won't, because I'm not really involved in that. I don't really have much to do with what's going on there. I'm interested in watching, but that's about it.
Well,
Jack, he was a little annoyed. He said, well, I know you're involved. And I said, well, I'm not in a way that I can be of any help to you on it, Jack.
That's good.
He said, okay. I got it.
Sure.
But that's...
Right.
It's still nothing to do if you'll just do it, but you've got to make up your mind.
Right. And that is exactly the right thing to say.
Well, sure. But the temptation is not to admit it. The temptation is to say, geez, I know a few things I could tell you. And there are things I could tell that would be good for us. But as soon as I start doing that, then you're down in the tubes. That's the argument they all make. They say, geez, if I talk to them, I can get a few of our points across. I can tell them what the president's doing or isn't doing or whatever our line is. So Parade magazine syndrome now too, that I think we better get turned off.
Parade, screw them.
They're going on a big, they did a cover story on Henry, they want to do a cover story on me, and they're starting to all these people.
No
cover story.
No.
It just serves no purpose.
It serves no purpose because they are not in our interest.
And all when I guess came on pretty well.
As soon as it comes off, well, don't do the story.
I agree.
There's going to be no stories. That's all there is to it. You're too busy.
Lloyd Shearer is a good case in point. He's convinced a lot of people around here that he's very friendly to us.
Sure, Jesus.
Including Herb Klein.
Well, Klein is too stupid to know.
He's got this great circulation. You see, the union used to carry parades, so they have some kind of, but I think nobody reads it.
Oh yeah, they do. It's got enormous reach.
The cover is a big cover photo.
Not the inside. Well, at insidewalrus.com. But the point is, here was one of the principals in the Ellsberg business.
Mm-hmm.
Was kind of completely crushed.
Well, then he's not getting
the price of ours. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. And I'll tell you that once Klein sat on, he gets back. He has some postman sat on before we went.
All right.
Not going to be any crap. That's all there is to it.
We'll survive it. Maybe we'll have to take a bench on then. Maybe
not. I think we've been overriding it very well. That time cover story was interesting yesterday. It was great.
You don't push here at the beginning of the time when you switch. Just know, I'll let them know what I'm on. I may not need them today at all. If they talk to their office, I'll call them.
Negative, certainly. It just wasn't as good as we'd have liked to have seen it.